Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Meglia. Tom is a chartered financial consultant. He is an accredited estate planner. He holds a Master's of Science in Financial Services. He's got more than 28 years of financial counseling and coaching experience. We would love to hear from you. You can contact us at 800-386-3700. You can also visit online, theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for the quarterly newsletter. Pick up a copy of Tom's latest book. Tom is smiling at me, and we are wrapping up a great series here. We've been talking for weeks about the 10 financial tips to have a great marriage, and today is tip number 10.
Yes, today's the 10th tip. But before we do that, we need to have 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, our landmark verses, recited. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Oh, you're not going to do that? I'll do it. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, and rebuking in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And I always flip those three around. It's different each week.
Yeah, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, training, and rebuking in righteousness.
There we go.
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And, you know, that's what we do, Reba. That's the economy of God. Mm-hmm. All scripture is God-breathed. All of it. Not 80% of it. All of it. It's interesting.
It is.
So when people say, well, I don't believe this or that. Well, Bible says, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture, God-breathed.
And it's, I think it's also important when someone does bring a scripture up to you to really consider what God is trying to say to you through that scripture.
Absolutely.
That's the rebuking part, the training part.
Exactly. And God does all of this in love and in grace and in kindness.
Oh,
not
if only
to hurt
if
us.
Only all of us could be the same way when we tell people about scriptures.
That's true. That's true.
It needs to be in love.
It needs to be done in love. The truth, speak the truth in love is what we're supposed to do. Now, today's tip, Reba, in the series, the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage. Tip number 10 is the following. Okay. It is, protect your marriage from relatives who try to interfere in your personal financial situation.
Wow.
Protect your marriage. Guard your marriage from well or ill-meaning relatives who sometimes try to interfere with your personal finances. It's very important. And, you know, when we talk about this, and I'll give you a case study in a moment, when we talk about this, we need to remember that we're all related to other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's been said that when you marry someone, you marry their relatives also.
Unless they live out of the country, then you may have gotten away with something.
I know. And with computers and phones, they can still influence you.
Sure. Global society.
So if one of the spouses lets a relative, let's just say their mother, influence their marriage, whether it be husband or wife, let's say the husband's mother is influencing and interfering in the financial category of that couple's marriage, that very much can be a bad thing. It can drive a wedge through the relationship, through the couple. And why? Because perhaps one spouse, in this case, theoretically, the husband's leaning towards the advice of his mom as opposed to listening to his wife's advice and her opinions.
I could see the moms interfering more because I think that moms do that. They feel the need to look after every detail, where to me it seems like dads don't interfere as much, but it seems like dads have a certain way of thinking financially. So it seems like the financial pressure would come more from dad, but the interference would come more from mom.
And that's, I think that's well put. And I think it's, we have to be careful because no one is saying that parents don't have experience and therefore might have legitimate, respectful opinions that I give into and believe could be true. Okay? However, when that opinion is forced or shoved or pushed or manipulated upon one of the two spouses, that can really create an earthquake in the marriage because the father or mother of each of either spouse, let's just say, or it could be an uncle or a brother, sister, that could be a very interesting force because if you don't listen to them and they someday ask you for a follow-up or an update on what they told you to do and you didn't do it, you could avoid them and not see them.
Ah.
Maybe you'll see them at a wedding or Christmas time mm-hmm. or a birthday or Thanksgiving and say, gosh, I hope they don't bring this up because I didn't do what they said we mm-hmm. should do. And I'm sorry I even brought it up to them in the first place. Why did I do that?
And right here at the holidays.
Yep.
We're all seeing family and we're connecting with people, and those pressures and interference are there.
Exactly, Reba. And that's very interesting because a lot of times these well-meaning parents, let's just say,
mm-hmm.
want to maybe manipulate or control from a different town or different home,
mm-hmm.
but still have their hooks into the marriage of this couple
mm.
and influence them.
I think the anchors are really important at a time like that to remember that God is the owner, that we're just the stewards.
Right.
And that we need to be cheerful givers and
right.
find contentment, the anchors that you talk about.
Exactly.
Because it's not about this is mine, am I going to do what they say or not say?
Right.
It's about this is God's. And if they have some helpful input, well, maybe let me run that by the real owner.
Right. Good point, Reba. You just transitioned me to a great thought before the break coming up. And that is what you do when you get outside interference is you weigh it against the scripture for validity
mm-hmm.
and to see if it's right or wrong. So that you're a very wise lady. You just went up 5 more ranks in my mind that I already had. Okay, Reba, there is no man out there good enough for you. Okay.
That's what I told my last boyfriend. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I mean, now I'm sold. Okay. Guys, don't apply. You're not going to measure up to my standards for her.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
that's a great point, Reba,
yeah.
because you weigh what is told to you or said to you mm-hmm. against the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
If it matches, listen. If it doesn't, reject it.
And a lot of times people do polarize, you know, especially men. No, I'm just kidding. but, you know, if I see it happen where somebody will give some input and it doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
The person on the receiving end is going to go the opposite direction.
Right.
You know, well, I'm not going to do it. You know, and it's like, you know, this way we've got to use our thinking selves here and not just, well, I'm not going to do what your parents want me to do, or I am going to do everything your parents want me to do. It seems like people tend to go to those extremes.
Well, they do. And see, that's why you've got to be careful what you release about your personal situation to other people, especially relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you shouldn't release much. You shouldn't tell much.
Mm-hmm.
But so often, couples need advice and they think, well, I'll go to my dad or my mom, they'll know,
mm-hmm.
or my uncle or my brother or sister. Well, they may not have your best interests in mind either. Sometimes there's a lot of game playing and ill motivations at large,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff floating around from the past history, getting back at one another, grudges coming out.
Oh, you owe me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be careful what you say and to whom you say it. Guard your marriage from relatives. Guard your financial category of your marriage relationship from relatives.
And, you know, and that goes the opposite way, too. I was listening to Focus on the Family this week, and they had a Lady Carrie on there that was talking about the mother-daughter-in-law relationship. And she said that what she does a lot of times when they ask, solicit advice, is she'll just laugh it off, and not really answer one way or another.
Oh.
Because when you do sit in a seat as the mother-in-law or the parent, and you're looking at somebody's situation from the outside, sometimes you're not in a position to offer advice every single time. Sometimes the best thing to do is just listen.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it puts pressure on couples. So if you're a relative of a couple, okay, be careful how much you push on your sister who's married to her husband and want to see them do what you tell them to do, maybe for your own motivations, but maybe that's not best for them.
I even hear people say, oh, well, my sister's married to someone who's really weak. And it's like, well, you don't, who are you to say?
Yeah. And Reba, before the break, I need to say one final thing to add to what you're saying. That's gossip. People are not supposed to tell everything about their spouse and their personal situation.
Mm.
The Bible says not to gossip. Mm. I meet a lot of people in my career over the 28 years that say things about their spouses that they really shouldn't be saying.
Hmm.
And telling other relatives, especially their parents,
mm-hmm.
things about their spouse whom they're married to, that shows disrespect to the spouse. They don't want those secrets told to the in-laws mm-hmm. and this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a dangerous way for a relationship, especially in the category of finances.
Especially with people you're going to be around for the rest of your life, your relatives. We're going to be right back. This is a great topic. This is something that you're really going to want to stay tethered to, especially around the holiday season. Knowing the economy of God, we'll be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're back, Knowing the Economy of God with host Tom Meglia and myself. We are talking about the 10th tip to a great marriage.
Yes.
And goodness, the holiday season, I can't think of a better time to be thinking about how much we're revealing to our relatives,
right.
How much we're receiving from our relatives in the area of our finances, and especially concerning marriages.
That's right. And now I'm going to tell you about a story and application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a couple, Reba, Mike and Denise. That's not their real names. I was working with them about 4 years ago. And Denise didn't trust Mike, her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, he's great with mechanical things, but terrible with financial things.
Hmm.
So she went to her parents for every financial decision, every financial question. She even said, oh, I'm not good at this either. I don't know finances, so I'll go to my folks.
Hmm.
Instead of them seeking out financial planners,
mm-hmm.
financial coaches, financial advisors. And she told her parents all kinds of things that really, her husband did not know she was telling them.
Mm.
Things about past relationships he had before they were married.
Mm-hmm.
Things about money gifts he had made to previous ladies. And all kinds of things that weren't
weird.
Applicable.
Yeah.
Very weird. And she basically really kind of ripped him behind his back to her folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started asking for tax advice from them. She asked for investment advice from her folks, who were kind of decent at it, but not really very good.
Mm-hmm.
But it really hurt Mike's feelings,
mm-hmm.
her husband.
And he's got to have turkey with him every year.
Oh, and it's so embarrassing.
Sure.
He even said to me, Tom, it's so embarrassing.
Ugh.
I hate the holidays. I said, why? He said, because I have to face her folks.
Mm.
And they know all these things about me and our marriage that they really shouldn't be hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, basically, Denise, gossiped to her folks.
Mm.
And they feel like Denise married someone that is not very smart.
And she's not doing herself a favor.
No.
Because they're not going to respect her anymore.
Right.
For that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And guess what, Reba? Their respect level went down for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it really got into some heavy arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, long story. But we finally got together. Her husband, Mike, and her parents came to my office. The five of
wow.
us got together. Okay. The five of us.
Wow.
We had a 2-hour meeting to work through all of this. And basically, I helped them form a budget,
mm-hmm.
start paying down debt, save for their pension plans mm-hmm. and their pension and retirement plans. And I basically asked the parents, who are Christians also, to do all of us a favor and obey a ground rule.
Wow.
And that ground rule was...
butt out. Budgeting tip number 10.
Well, Reba, I didn't say it like that, but I said it more like this. I said... You know, I said it kindly. I said, you know, you really need to stay away from their personal life.
Sure. It sounds like okay. budgeting to me. Butt out, budgeting out.
I know. Budget out.
Yeah, there we go.
And I said to them, you know, your well-meaning intentions are hurting mm-hmm. them.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to.
During this discussion, Mike started crying.
Oh.
He felt like a loser. Mm-hmm. See, this is what is not good.
Mm-hmm.
He was feeling like a loser. Now, is he great at his job? Yes. He was in the car mechanic business, still mm-hmm. is. Great at his job, his occupation. Sure, he wasn't talented in the financial area. That's okay. That's why you go to coaches and
sure.
start learning and reading and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what she did was she threw him under the bus in front of her folks and to her folks.
Mm.
So she allowed them to interfere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good. Now, I have many other stories also about men doing this also to women.
Mm.
It goes both ways.
Sure.
Husbands to wives, mm-hmm. wives to husbands, Reba. The point is, in real life application, in God's economy, you handle your own finances. Get a referral for a good accountant or financial planner, perhaps from your relatives,
mm-hmm.
but not pouring everything out to them.
Mm-hmm.
They should not know all these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's private, Reba.
It is. It's really almost like Jerry Springer, you know, to get up there with all your family and just hash all this stuff out. I mean, honestly, that's what it makes me think. You know, it makes me just it's just crossing a lot of boundaries. And it's I think we've moved more that direction in our society as things have gotten a little looser and lines aren't drawn as clearly. And in some areas, I think it's good because we're sharing more. But I think that should be more of our hearts and less we shouldn't be so open to share all of that personal stuff that should stay between a man and a woman.
Absolutely. And we talked in this program about what Jesus said about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The two are one.
Mm-hmm.
Let no one put it asunder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the man will leave his father and mother and join and cleave to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not doing that when you run to them and pour out all your financial stuff
mm-hmm.
and allow them to interfere in your marriage.
Mm-hmm. It really is like that, Tom, because there are so many people that are listening right now and they have very respectable lives. They've made really good decisions and they've made a lot of choices that honor God. But then they're just kind of ghetto in this
right.
one area
right.
where they just kind of let everything out and share and talk and about their spouse's decisions, and regarding their finances.
And if something goes wrong, Reba, that spouse sometimes is the first to run to the relatives and say, oh, look what she did. She blew it, made a mistake,
mm-hmm.
really hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
Or look what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was doing this. Well, why are you telling everyone this?
Right.
Protect your spouse.
Sure.
You know a relationship is sick when one spouse criticizes and puts down the other spouse in public or to relatives or friends and gossips
mm-hmm.
about them without their knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do to turn that around? Because I can just feel that a lot of people are getting really convicted about that. People that have been on both sides of that fence. People that have been in a marriage where they've ran and told relatives, and people who are those relatives who sit there and almost enable their kids or their siblings to talk bad about their spouse. What do you do if you find yourself a part of that?
Well, it's an easy answer. You go before God and your spouse in confession and repentance and don't do it again and have an agreement that you and your spouse aren't going to do this.
Hmm.
You're going to protect each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what love is.
Mm-hmm.
But first you must confess it and repent of it both to God and to one another. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
I had two or three of these cases just yesterday where at the end of these meetings I finally said, look, is there forgiveness here? And the other spouse needs to, what? Forgive.
Mm-hmm.
That way we have healing and we can go forward, Reba.
And what do you do when the relative wants to hear the juicy tidbits again? Or when a relative wants to tell you about pressure you or interfere? What do you do?
Here's what you do. You say, you know, first of all, I'm not at freedom. I'm at freedom or in freedom to say anything about our marriage anymore.
Oh.
And I want you to know I shouldn't have said anything in the first place.
Mm, that's good.
I'm sorry I brought you involved into this. Unless it was some simple, innocent financial question that doesn't reveal anything personal about your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But those are kind of hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go to a private financial advisor and talk there where things are confidential.
Sure. That's a great thing to say. It's, you know what? We found someone we're working with. Thank you for your concern.
Yes, exactly, Reba.
Mm-hmm.
And this way you protect each other.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what friendship and love is?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to hurt each other to others?
And, you know, and it's funny with our family, and this is a great time, the holidays, to talk about this. We tend to cross boundaries with our family that we would never do with our friends.
Right.
And we would never do it with our friends because we know down the line it could harm the relationship.
Exactly.
So why do we do it with our family?
That's crazy.
Knowing down the line it could harm the relationship.
You know, Reba, because we're sometimes sick people. And we do dumb things. Okay. The problem is it's hard to clean up the mess once it's already down the sewer.
Yeah.
How do you go down to the beach and clean up all the stuff that went down the sewer?
Right.
You can't. It's just too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be some fallout. That's why I'm going to pray, because I'm going to pray and ask for healing. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time to talk. Lord, we ask that you help us to not allow relatives to interfere with our financial lives in our marriages, the financial category of our marriage, relationship, and family. Help us to protect ourselves from well-meaning, sometimes well-intended relatives, and to get the right and best financial advice the way Proverbs says to do it. Lord, we do thank you for our relatives. We love them, but we also want our marriages to be safeguarded. Through your Holy Spirit, Jesus, amen.
Amen. What a great message. And the fact is, you do need financial counseling. You probably don't need it from your relatives, but you do need a financial counselor who knows what he's talking about and who is a man after God's own heart. And that is Tom Meglia. So call him. The first appointment consultation with Tom is free. You need to plan for your retirement, your children's education, reduce tax liability, plan for special investment situations. Call today, 800-386-3700, and visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com.
God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.